game. We're all looking for redemption, just afraid to say the name. So caught up now in pretending, what we're seeking is the truth. I'm just looking for a happy ending. All I'm looking for is you. Said, you know, I always had you, baby. Just waiting for you to find what you were looking for.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the White House, President Trump is hosting Germany's new chancellor. And before holding bilateral talks, the president spoke about issuing travel bans on more than a dozen countries, most of them Muslim. The president says he issued the ban after the firebomb attack at a Jewish rally. The suspect is originally from Egypt. The president was asked why Egypt was not on the travel ban.
Egypt has been a country that we deal with very closely. They have things under control.
Suspect Mohammed Solomon is due back in court later today to face additional charges. The Supreme Court ruled unanimously in favor of a U.S. gun manufacturer's. Justices blocked the liability lawsuit brought by the government of Mexico, which wanted to hold U.S. companies accountable for the trafficking of weapons south of the border to fuel violence by cartels. In another case, the court's siding with an Ohio woman, alleging she was discriminated against as she tries to bring an employment claim against the state based on her heterosexual orientation. This is ABC News. New York prosecutors now say they have unambiguous evidence against accused CEO killer Luigi Mangione. In a new filing, prosecutors cite writings attributed to Mangione, saying he surveilled United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson months before allegedly gunning him down on the sidewalk. ABC News Chief Investigative Correspondent Aaron Katursky.
4 months before the murder, Mangione allegedly writing, "I finally feel confident about what I will do. The details are coming together, and I don't feel any doubt about whether it's right. Justified." He allegedly wrote, "The target is insurance. It checks every box."
Procter & Gamble, the maker of staple household goods, including Pampers diapers, says it will cut up to 7,000 jobs, or approximately 6% of its global workforce, over the next 2 years. Those cuts come as the company says it's dealing with tariff-related costs and growing anxiety among customers about the economy. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Home Depot has fast, free delivery on the perfect gift to help Dad do more this Father's Day. Because Dad is more than just a dad. He's groundskeeper of the yard, the perfecter of the patio, and the cleaner of the clippings. Power Dad's doing with Ryobi cordless outdoor power tools from The Home Depot. Like the Ryobi 40-volt string trimmer kit for $159. For everything Dad is, find the perfect gift at The Home Depot. Subject to availability, see homedepot.com/delivery for more details.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Clouds will increase a bit here by later this afternoon with a high right around 80 today. Tonight, scattered shower or thunderstorm possible with a low into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, high of 75.
Take that backyard barbecue you have planned and kick it up a notch with Grandpa's barbecue sauce. The stuff is amazing. You can try it today, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable, currently at 74.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Milwaukee County deputies are responding to wrong-way drivers about four times a week. Deputy Andrew Bilda tells Fox 6 Milwaukee most calls come during the overnight hours.
A little bit of it's the drinking culture. A lot of them are that we encounter are intoxicated. In the downtown area is where we see most of ours originate from.
The Department of Transportation reports that were 270 wrong-way driving incidents so far this year across the state. Budget negotiations have broke down between Governor Tony Evers and legislative Republicans. The Democratic governor accuses Republican lawmakers of walking away from negotiations. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux and Joint Finance Committee co-chair Howard Markline say Evers' spending priorities have extended beyond what taxpayers can afford. A statement from the governor's office said he agreed to Republican proposals, including a tax cut for certain retirees, but added that he's disappointed Republican lawmakers aren't willing to reach consensus. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home from Compeer Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing.
The biggest thing is going to be increasing the functionality of your home. You know, you'll have a lot of bedrooms and maybe only one bathroom. Adding a bathroom could be a really high impact improvement. Updating those bathrooms as well as kitchens in anyone's home, really. So they're really top priorities. Adding square footage, if you've got an unfinished basement that you can turn into usable living space, bedroom, bathroom, family room, anything else down there that could definitely add use and increase value. Keep records of anything you do and the cost of things. That really helps us kind of reflect on any of those improvements. And maintenance is generally just a very good point too. You know, everybody wants to have a generally move-in ready property. They don't want to have to come in and replace all the flooring or paint everything and that kind of stuff.
Listen to the full podcast at compeer.com/homesweethome.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telcom. And SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. The city of Durand will be spraying for mosquitoes tonight. The Public Works Department will begin spraying this evening at 8 p.m. and should be done by midnight. Residents are advised to make sure the windows are closed in their home when the spray truck is in your neighborhood. The Wisconsin Public Works Commission will be holding a public hearing on the proposed water rate increase for the city of Durand on June 30th. The hearing will be held at Durand City Hall at 11 a.m. June 30th and also via Zoom. Visit the City of Durand website for more information on attending the meeting via Zoom. The proposed rate increase is just over 56% from current rates and would take effect later this year if approved by the PSC. The streets around Memorial Park in Durand are closed or will be closing soon for the upcoming Fun Fest. Second Avenue East and East Wells Street are currently closed by the park. And on Friday, First Avenue and Madison Street around the park will also be closed for events. Durand Fun Fest begins Friday at 3:30. The city of Tolma has issued a drinking water advisory after elevated nitrate levels were found in well 14. The well was taken offline after a test in May showed that nitrate levels were at 14.4 milligrams per liter above the safe limit of 10. Tolma residents are being urged not to give tap water to infants or pregnant women. Tolma's working with the Wisconsin DNR on solutions and will provide updates as available. The University of Wisconsin is taking steps to improve health care in rural communities. The Orion Initiative aims to invest in the power of partnership between the medical community and frontline rural providers for better health care in rural areas. University officials say this will be accomplished by providing full scholarships to students who show a strong commitment to practicing medicine in rural Wisconsin communities post-graduation. The Orion Initiative has been funded by a private donation. You're listening to WRDN News.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're proud to invest in the future of our communities. This year, we awarded $20,000 worth of scholarships to students across 8 school districts in our service area. These amazing students are going places, and 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is honored to support their journey. From all of us at 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, congratulations, class of 2025. Your future is bright, and we're proud to be a part of it.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
One person was rescued in Lake City after a vehicle entered Lake Pepin. According to the Lake City Police Department, firefighters and EMS responded to the call of the vehicle in Lake Pepin last Thursday evening. The boat landing at Roshan Park was closed for several hours during the rescue and recovery efforts. Firefighters were able to rescue the driver from the submerged vehicle and transport them to the hospital. The name of the driver was not released. An agreement between the city of Durand and the Arkansas Sanitary District is moving forward. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says there have been some minor changes to the agreement, but it's still hoped it would be approved by the end of June.
Our lawyers already been through it, but again, we need to get the final product here. Our hope is that we would approve that sometime in June, and then obviously the Arkansas Sanitary District can move forward with their plans.
The agreement would allow the Arkansas Sanitary District to build a new sewer line from Arkansas to Durand to access the Durand wastewater treatment facility. The city would then bill the district for the amount of water treated. The Eddy Street Bridge in Eau Claire will be closed on Friday for repairs. This comes after an inspection found structural flaws on the bridge, resulting in weight limit restrictions. The repairs are expected to begin at the end of the month and take 3 to 5 days to complete. The bridge will remain open to pedestrian and bike traffic. Bipartisan legislation introduced at the Capitol would support Wisconsin's smaller police agencies. The bill would create a pilot program providing grants to small law enforcement agencies. The grants would cover labor costs and unreimbursed training costs tied to sending officers to the academy and 6 months of on-the-job training. Lawmakers hope the bill would address staffing shortages that are currently affecting small police departments statewide, including here in western Wisconsin. The bill was introduced by Democratic lawmaker Senator Brad Paff and Representative Clinton Anderson and Republican Senator Jesse James and Representative Bob Donovan. You're listening to WRDN News.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chen Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chenfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
More than 82,000 Wisconsin drivers added emergency contact information to their licenses since the option was first introduced last year. The Two Inform Families First law was signed into law in 2023. Wisconsinites can add an emergency contact to their record online at wisconsindmv.gov/emergency-contact. No visit to a physical location is necessary. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-931-3030. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-931-3030. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-931-3030.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Clouds will increase a bit here by later this afternoon with a high right around 80 today. Tonight, scattered shower or thunderstorm possible with a low into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, high of 75. Take that backyard barbecue you have planned and kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. The stuff is amazing. You can try it today, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 74.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
The NBA Championship Series tips off in Oklahoma City tonight, where the Thunder play host to the Indiana Pacers. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Oshkosh native Tyrese Haliburton said the Pacers relishing the role of the underdog.
You know, this is the reason that we do this, and everybody's dreamed of playing in the finals their whole life. So I'm really excited to be a part of this and a part of this with this organization and this group. And, yeah, I couldn't sleep after game six, but I think part of it was due to excitement, and part of it was due to, okay, now what are we preparing for, you know? So I'm really excited to be a part of it, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Edmonton grabbed game one of the NHL Finals, 4-3 in overtime last night. Leon Draisaitl scoring twice, including the game winner in OT. Brewers have the day off today, coming off a 9-1 victory over the Reds yesterday. Brewers 5-1 on the road trip, taking 2-3 in the series from Cincinnati. In the Midwest League, Cedar Rapids at Wisconsin tonight. Fort Wayne is at Beloit. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Teams will be in search of speed this weekend in Michigan. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome.
This ought to get pretty wild here.
To more where that came from.
Go get it done.
More fresh starts.
Green, 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 green.
And fantastic finishes. More risk.
Trouble, turn number three.
More reward. More chaos.
Down.
More chills.
Oh,
and more thrills.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Welcome to more what you asked for. And a whole lot more to come.
Let's go.
Welcome to NASCAR. The NASCAR Cup Series brought to you by Xfinity in Michigan. Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern on Prime Video.
The NASCAR Cup Series will race just one time this season on a high-speed 2-mile oval, and that race is this weekend at the Michigan International Speedway in Brooklyn, Michigan. A 2-mile high-speed oval that often sees speeds in excess of 190 miles per hour. Tyler Reddick says that this Sunday's race will be a good barometer on where teams stack up against each other when it comes to speed and handling.
It's kind of a place where you go in and benchmark what your capability is. A lot of the speed that you take to Michigan is what, you know, the men and women back at Airspeed are doing to prepare and bring fast race cars.
The Firekeepers Casino 400 will be held Sunday afternoon in Michigan and can be heard here on MRN. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
The baby turtle your kids brought up from the pond might be a cute pet, but it could also make them sick. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It might be carrying more than just a shell as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Ago, one of my kids brought home a baby turtle from a local lake, thinking it would be fun to take care of over the summer. I didn't realize not all turtles make good pets. Turtles, like all reptiles, can be carriers of Salmonella bacteria. It makes people very ill and is life-threatening for some. Mark Mitchell is the director of the Veterinary Teaching Hospital at Louisiana State University. He says the salmonella risk may be low, but it's important to know about it.
Individuals with large ponds with small turtle populations, probably not going to be a very common problem. There are other pathogens, actually, that may be in the water that they could also be exposed to. If you have really high densities of turtles, then there could be an increased likelihood for salmonella being in the water and exposure. But most humans with competent immune systems don't seem to be too seriously affected by these things.
People with compromised immune systems and young children are most likely to be affected by salmonella. Signs of the illness include fever, nausea, and diarrhea. If your child insists on playing with turtles, a responsible adult should be in charge to minimize the risk.
I realize that a lot of times parents want kids to learn responsibilities for taking care of pets, but there are a lot of things that young kids under the age of 10, 12 probably aren't quite as capable of managing. And so I think a parent can really help being the primary caretaker, kind of pushing the idea that every time that turtle is handled, we really should be washing their hands routinely and not putting their hands in their mouth.
Don't allow kids to play with turtles in pools or bathtubs, and don't let turtles wander around food preparation areas. Turtles are often kept in an aquarium, and it's important that you not clean out their home and the kitchen sink because of the risk of cross-contamination. Find more advice about keeping turtles as pets at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins.
Join the millions of people who are celebrating going hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Footwear you just step into and they're on.
It's crazy how something as simple as a pair of shoes have made my life better.
After trying Skechers Slip-ins, I want all my shoes to have this technology. See what everybody can't stop talking about. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
75 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. Double-digit losses in the milk markets. July milk down 21 to 1868. August down 16 to 1902. September and October both down 10. September 1916, October 1908. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets today, they're mixed. Barrels up 1¾ to 186. 40-pound blocks down 1¾ to 192. One trade a barrel, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 0¼ to 250, 5¾, 24 trades on the day. Meanwhile, grade A non-fat dry milk down 1 to 126¼, 5 trades on the day. while Dry Way up a half to 56 3/4, two trades on the day. Triple-digit gains in the live and feeder cattle markets today after cash cattle were sold $8 higher in Kansas compared to last week. That has markets moving sharply higher, even though beef net sales of 9,000 metric tons were down 39% from the prior week. But that strength in the cash markets has live and feeder cattle markets sharply higher. Hog markets are trading mixed. The market's fundamental support this morning showed pork cutout values slightly higher, but cash prices were lower. And until treaters see full support from the market's fundamentals, they'll likely remain hesitant to trade the futures contracts any higher. June live cattle up 402 to 222.42. August up 405 to 216.40. October up 282 to 213.42. August feeder cattle up 462 to 308.50. September up 435 to 307.50. October up 387 to 305.15. June hogs up 37 cents to 100.35. July down 32 cents to 104.70. August down 47 cents to 107.02. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving relatively higher today. The overnight session was quiet. Grain markets are somewhat stabilizing. Again, the forecast is still hinting at that high pressure ridge just after the middle of June that could trigger warmer, drier conditions. So it's somewhat of a caution flag at this time. But again, it's still a few weeks out, and the nearby weather is quite favorable with good soil moisture and moderate temperatures. And so that does provide some pressure. On the flip side of all of that, though, is the U.S. and China, President Trump and President Xi have met, or at least on a phone call. There's some expectations that that phone call was positive regarding all of the trade issues. So that has the grain markets responding higher as well. July corn up a quarter to 439, September up three to 431, new crop up 3 3/4 to 447.5, July beans up nine to 1054, August up 8.5 to 1047.25, September up eight to 1025.25, new crop up 7 3/4 to 1032.75, July soybean meal up 90 cents to 298, July soybean oil down 11 cents to 46.70. Chicago wheat, July up 1 to 544.25, September up 1 1/4 to 558.5. And Minneapolis wheat, July down 1.5 to 622, September down 2.5 to 634. Energy markets today, July crude oil up 46 cents to 63.31, August up 54 cents to 62.43. Meanwhile, July and August gas both up 2 cents, July at 205, August at 203. Join Chip Fleury for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgroTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
UtterTech is celebrating June Dairy Month by donating 1 gallon of milk to area food pantries with every web order. Visit UtterTechInc.com and order your waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech working gear is ready to go for the next day. Visit UtterTechInc.com. Place your order, and UtterTech will donate 1 gallon of milk to area food pantries.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. There are some changes in raising and marketing sheep and lambs. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit WISoybean.com. Green.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Things are changing as producers raise their lambs and sheep for market. Peter Orwick, executive director of the American Sheep Industry Association, says changes are taking place on the consumer side and what they're looking for when purchasing lamb. It seems to be more profitable for sheep farmers to raise their animals for market.
Lamb and the meat side provide more of the revenue than any of the rest, obviously. And again, we're seeing changes in the last two decades, really. We're seeing a lot of lambs that are going to market, going to the processing at a much lighter weight. Dollar amount is the same. It's just a lighter weight animal, so you're putting less feed, less input, less management overall to get the same return. And I think a lot of that is just the customer preference. We're seeing a lot of what we call the more non-traditional or ethnic market, they like a smaller carcass. They like a younger lamb, and very particular that it is lamb and not mutton. And I think that's been a boon for a lot of the producers because they can wean earlier, they can market earlier. Others are looking at it for more year-round production, trying to lamb three times a year instead of once or three times in 2 years. So I think that is an opportunity for those that have plenty of ground to graze. If they can graze those sheep 6-7 months out of the year, that's actually the preference that they'd rather have versus a dry lot and supplemental feeding.
The age of the sheep determines if it's mutton or lamb. Anything over a year is defined as mutton, and anything less than a year old when it goes to market is lamb. Orwick talks about the differences between feeding out lambs versus grazing them.
What I notice more than anything is from the management side, a lot of times the lambs, they're not going through and docking or castrating tails, so they can avoid that because of these animals are younger, smaller when they go to the market, so that saves on labor. And at the end of the day, no matter what you're doing in agriculture, labor is one of your key issues. You know, everybody's dealing with the same situation, so if you can reduce your labor costs and input, all the better for you. Now, the flip side to that is I think that sheep are one of those ag commodities. If you have the time and have the labor, you're going to get more back from investing the labor. Getting, you know, two lambs per ewe is a great example, because if you put more labor to it, you can get a return.
Peter Orwick with the American Sheep Industry Association. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Two citizens of the People's Republic of China have been charged in a criminal complaint with conspiracy smuggling goods into the U.S., making false statements and visa fraud. The FBI arrested the two citizens in connection with allegations related to their smuggling into America a fungus that scientific literature classifies as a potential agro-terrorism weapon. The noxious fungus causes head blight, a disease of wheat, barley, maize, and rice, and is responsible for billions of dollars in economic losses worldwide every year. If the fungus is taken in by humans or livestock, it can cause vomiting, liver damage, and reproductive defects. The alleged actions of the Chinese nationals, including a loyal member of the Chinese Communist Party, are of the gravest national security concerns, said U.S. Attorney Jerome Gorgon Jr. The two are charged with smuggling a fungus described as a potential agro-terrorism weapon into the heartland of America. New research from USDA's Agriculture Research Service is shedding light on the causes behind the catastrophic honeybee colony loss reported by commercial beekeepers this year. The findings point to an alarmingly high level of viral infections caused by Verona mites that have resistant genes to a common treatment. The study analyzed samples from six major commercial beekeeping operations affected by the losses and provided the most detailed evidence of the biological factors behind the widespread die-off. Collectively, the operations reported losses averaging over 60% of their colonies, just as they were being staged for California's almond population season. All of the Verona mites collected tested positive for a genetic marker linked to resistance to emetraz, the most commonly used mite treatment in commercial beekeeping. We can't keep relying on a single line of defense against Verona mites, which are quickly evolving, said Patty Sundberg, president of the American Beekeeping Federation. Tariffs put in place by President Donald Trump would take a big bite out of U.S. deficit levels, reducing them by $2.5 trillion over the next decade and shrinking the size of the U.S. economy. A Congressional Budget Office analysis showed that the deficit reduction is almost exactly the same size as the deficit addition that would result from the GOP's Big Beautiful Bill. The Hill said a separate analysis from the CBO found that the bill would add up to $2.4 trillion to deficits through 2034. The tariffs measured by the CBO are those in place from January 6th through May 13th and include the trade truce with China announced on May 12th. Despite announcing several pauses in tariffs on other countries, several tariffs are still in effect despite negotiations with those countries. The overall tariff rate is now between 10 and 15%. That's the highest level in decades. At the World Pork Expo, leaders from the National Pork Producers Council delivered a clear message. The pork industry's future will be strengthened by a united, proactive approach to advocacy. NPPC leaders outlined how a comprehensive, coordinated strategy is delivering results for America's pork producers. From local legislation to global trade, the panel emphasized that challenges facing producers require alignment across all levels of policy influence, including state, federal, international, and corporate. Our advocacy focusing on defending the freedom to operate and making sure every producer, regardless of size or location, has a voice, said NPPC President Dwayne Statler. Brian Humphreys, NPPC CEO, talked about the importance of persistence and bipartisan engagement in Washington, D.C. Wins take time, and there's a lot of important work happening behind the scenes, Humphreys said. Staying at the table across administration changes and political divides is how to make lasting change. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Don't miss it. Don't even be late for the 2025 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 9th through the 13th in Chippewa Falls. It's everything you love. Delicious food, wild rides, free attractions, and barnyard favorites. Check out Lion & Kugel's main stage with Montgomery Gentry featuring Eddie Montgomery, Hairball, Flo Rida, and Foreigner. Get your tickets now at NWSFA.com. We'll see you at the fair.
Another sunny day is expected today in our ag weather forecast, but the weather pattern will become more active beginning later today and into tonight as showers and storms develop. Scattered showers and a few thunderstorms will continue Friday with another round Saturday and Sunday. Partly sunny throughout the day today, high 76 to 81. Relative humidities at 28 to 33%. Light winds becoming south at 5 to 7. We'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and storms. Lows 55 to 60, relative humidities at 87 to 92%, anywhere from a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation. For Friday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. High 68 to 73, relative humidities at 56 to 61%. Northeast winds at 5 to 6, anywhere from 1/10th to 2/10ths of an inch of precipitation expected. For Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs 70 to 75. Sunday, partly sunny, another chance of showers and storms, highs 70 to 75. Monday, partly sunny, a shower likely, and highs 65 to 70. Tuesday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a rain shower, highs 75 to 80.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Standing in the doorway in the sunset light.
Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind.
At the Holiday Inn. Oh, have mercy. My only thought was tequila makes her clothes fall off. I told her put an extra layer on. I know what happens when she drinks Patron. Her closet's missing half the things she bought. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, lose an earring in her drink, leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. Them pantyhose ain't gonna last too long if the DJ puts Bon Jovi on. She might come home in a tablecloth. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Handle any champagne brunch, a bridal shower with Bacardi punch, Jell-O shooters full of Smirnoff, but tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes,
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
This old man and me were at the bar and we were having us some beers and swapping out on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace, hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. He said, I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death. He lit a cigarette, said, these damn things will kill me. People are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m. I said goodbye to him. I never talked to him again. Then one sunny day, I saw the old man's face. Front page obituary. He was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. And I drop by today to just say thanks and pray. And I left a six-pack right there on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
I can feel the magic floating in the air. Being with you gets me that way. I watch the sunlight dance across your face, and I've never been this swept away. All my thoughts just seem to settle on the breeze when I'm lying wrapped up in your arms. The whole world just fades away, and the only thing I hear is the beating of your heart.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Living in the front yard, he liked sleeping out on top of the car. He drank beer out of a mason jar, and he climbed up on everyone in bed. A white frame house in a college town, a bunch of people always hanging around. No real problems we needed to drown, but we tried our best anyway. We went to class just to pass the time. Back in 89, we had a keg in the closet, pizza on the floor, left over from the night before. Where we were going, we didn't really care. We had all we ever wanted in that keg in the closet. This old guitar taught me how to score. Right there on the Lambda Chi porch, Mary Ann taught me a little more about wanting what you can't have. Sweatshirts and flag football, spring breaks down in Panama. For a while we had it all, we never dreamed it wouldn't last. We went to class just to pass the time. Back in closet, pizza on the floor, left over from the night before. Where we were going, we didn't really care. We had all we ever wanted in that keg in the closet. We all kinda went our separate ways, but I swear it seems like yesterday.
closet, pizza on the floor, left over from the night before. Where we were going, we didn't really care. We had all we ever wanted, and that keg in the closet.
Choice for Maryland.